In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Our bishop, the Right Reverend Paul C. Hewitt, is very sorry that he is not able to be present here with us for this 20th anniversary celebration of the founding of our parish. But he did send a letter for me to read on his behalf, and that I shall do now. The first Sunday in Advent, December 1st, 2024, to the rector, wardens, vestry, and congregation of Christ Church. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always and in every prayer of mine, for you all, making request with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. St. Paul's Epistle to the Philippians, the first chapter, the 3rd through 6th verse. This is my thank offering for all of you at Christ Church Southern Pines as you celebrate your 20th anniversary. I would rather be with you in person to share your gratitude directly as you thank our Heavenly Father for his tender mercies in all our lives. He has inspired us, gathered us, forgiven and corrected and taught and fed us to love him and one another in him. And so today we thank our founders and benefactors, living and departed, whose sacrifices and talents combined with God's grace to make all of this possible. We thank God for one another and for our priest and all the clergy who have served here. We thank God for all that he has in store for us as we continue to follow his lead and as he guides us in his plan for us. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. May I take this opportunity as your bishop to thank you for our fellowship in the gospel these 20 years. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always. Bishop Paul C. Hewitt. Advent is a time of beginnings. The word Advent, from the Latin adventus, means arrival or coming, and especially coming to us. And in particular, the coming to us of something new, different, or exciting. Pardon me. It is becoming a somewhat archaic usage nowadays, but we still occasionally hear about the advent of a new thing. The advent of personal computing, perhaps, or of the internet, or of some other new technology. And it shares a root with adventure. A new and exciting experience, but also one which may include a share of risk or danger. In ecclesiastical terms, of course, Advent is the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to which we look forward in both penitent preparation and joyful expectation. Both his first coming, his nativity, when he came to us as the miraculous babe in the manger in the little town of Bethlehem, his incarnation, when he took on human flesh of his mother Mary and became as we are, that we might, by his grace, become as he is. And also his second coming in power and great glory at the end of the age, at the end of time, as the righteous branch from the stump of Jesse, the line of David, the king who shall reign and prosper, who shall come again, both in judgment and in mercy. Our gospel lesson for today, which we often think of in terms of Holy Week, is in fact a prophecy and a foreshadowing of this day when he shall come in triumph, as in his triumphal entry to Jerusalem, to shouts of Hosanna, And then he shall not merely cleanse the physical temple in Jerusalem from the money changers and those who bought and sold, but he will cleanse the world itself, and indeed the cosmos, and bring about the new heaven and the new earth. In Christ's first advent, in the first century Roman province of Judea, there came a new thing, God incarnate, Son of God and Son of Man, fully divine and fully human, walking among us, talking, teaching, healing, blessing, the perfect prophet, priest, and king. In his second advent, his kingship will be recognized by all of creation. And indeed, the new thing he will bring to pass is the new and perfected creation we have been promised. Advent, the church's new year, is the time when new things come to pass. And so it is very fitting that it was on this Sunday, Advent Sunday, the first Sunday of the season of renewal, which is Advent, a new adventure was begun in this community. The advent, as it were, of Christ Church Anglican, 20 years ago, in the year of our Lord 2004. Its founders were not sufficiently numerous to cleanse the temple of the Episcopal Church, which had gone astray and is continuing to stray. So they did the next best thing. They shook off the dust from their feet and came out of Egypt, so to speak, out of Babylonia, to seek a place where they might love and serve the Lord in purity of heart and of morals and in orthodoxy of faith. I will not recount the history of that endeavor here and now. It is one known to many among us, many, in fact, far better than I knew it, since I did not live through it here, though many others of our founders have crossed the river. And Cynthia has worked hard to preserve the record of that time from those who remain of the founders of this parish, and she will be giving a presentation on that during our celebration after the service. But I will say that by their foresight, by their commitment, and by their dedication to the faith once delivered to the saints and to its Anglican expression, they have given us what we have today, a lovely church and a valuable and treasured legacy of faithfulness to the Word of God and to His Word made flesh in His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Is it perfect? No, it is not. For nothing human is perfect. Are there things we could be doing that we may not be doing, or vice versa, for that matter? Yes, undoubtedly. Again, nothing human is perfect. As I said in my first sermon here at Christ Church, I am not Jesus Christ, and this is not the kingdom of heaven. But we have been very blessed, we are very blessed, by what our founders have bequeathed to us. And our job, our duty now, I believe, is not to rest on our laurels, not to hide our talent in the ground like the unprofitable servant in Matthew 25:25, but to consider deeply and prayerfully how we can use what we have been given to advance God's kingdom in this place and bequeath to our successors even more blessings than our founders have given us. This is not the time or place to talk about specifics, but I would love it, and I suspect that we all would, if 20 years from now, or 30 at our parish's 50th anniversary celebration, the folks who will gather to celebrate will be just as appreciative and grateful for the legacy we have left them as we are for the legacy our founders bequeathed to us. So let us prayerfully consider how we can ensure that that comes to pass. And on a personal note, this first Sunday of Advent 2024 is my fourth Advent Sunday as our rector and marks 3 years that I have been here at Christ Church Anglican. None of us can know how many more years God will give us together, but I want to say that the last 3 years have been among the best of my life. Christ Church Anglican is a warm and welcoming parish, full of warm-hearted and devout people. And I am incredibly grateful that God directed my steps to this place and led the lay leadership of this parish to call me as your rector. I cannot think of any place I would rather be or any group of people among whom I would rather serve God and one another. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and thank God for these first 20 years of Christ Church Anglican and those who founded it. May God bless each of you individually and this parish collectively for the next 20 years and beyond. Who livest and reignest, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen.